This is Bucky Bacall with the Backyard Chicken Broadcast. One of the things that gets in the way of my agenda of replacing cruel, toxic, and inhumane factory farms with a vast network of healthy backyard chickens is the misperception that chickens are unsanitary. Personally, I've always known better, and my neighbors have always been clever enough to recognize healthy conditions when they see them. But I've observed that one of the main reasons many people haven't fully considered chickenry or have been stopped by local ordinances is the myth that chicken coops are dirty affairs. This is a myth that helps corporate agriculture keep all of us dependent on substandard food. The righteous truth is chickens are tidy, fastidious, and their poop doesn't smell. Okay, maybe that's a slight exaggeration. They are critters after all, not accountants. But here's the facts. In my experience, as well as that of people who visit my flock and others I've communicated with, chicken poop really is not very smelly. One thing's for sure, my neighbor's unscooped dog waste has got to smell at least 10 times as strong and bad as my flock's. I will say that in the winter, I let the chickens sleep inside, easier than figuring out a way to heat the coop. They poop overnight, but it still doesn't smell much in the morning. I'm not entirely sure why that is. Maybe because I only have 3 chickens who are free-ranged in a generous amount of space. That means the poop is well dispersed. Or maybe it's because I frequently collect chicken droppings from their coop and even from the yard and then mix it in with our compost of kitchen scraps, coffee grounds, and plant fibers. Or maybe it's their diet. I never feed them commercial feed and I keep them on vegetable, grain, and bug diet. I prefer that to the commercial feeds, which often contain animal fats, drugs, extracts, and artificial or processed ingredients. The healthier, vegetarian, and whole food diet is always going to come out the other end, smelling better, even in humans. I also found a comment on a fellow chicken owner's blog that might explain why my chicken yard does not smell bad. This fellow was saying that chicken poop that is left out to dry usually doesn't smell so bad, but that wet and fermented chicken poop is another thing entirely. Another good reason to protect your coop from the damp, something that's effortless in the hot and dry part of Idaho where I live with my chickens. Furthermore, I might also argue that chicken poop can potentially improve the smell of your yard, and that if you keep a compost bin, the high nitrogen content of chicken manure helps everything break down faster. Now that we got the manure conversation out of the way, let's talk about the personal habits of chickens. A good portion of any kind of bird, including a chicken's, day is spent cleaning and grooming and preening. Preening is the term that describes the adorable action you see where a bird grabs its feathers, one at a time, patiently but efficiently, at the base and straightens them out. For birds that fly a lot, this makes the barbs lock neatly together so they can be more aerodynamically sound. For chickens, it probably helps their relatively poor flying skills, but mostly it just makes them prettier. Furthermore, chickens and most other birds have an oil-secreting gland called the preen gland, or uropygial gland, underneath their tail. The bird rubs its bill against the gland and then spreads the oil over the surface of the feathers, which waterproofs them and kills bacteria and fungi. Plus, it makes their feathers flexible and gives them an attractive sheen. It's also a way for them to remove any bugs, which also constitutes a light snack. When they're done with the preening, it's time for their bath, a dust bath. The dust bath is an ancient chicken tradition that invariably delights humans who witness it. That is, after the initial shock wears off. Many new chickeners are confused, even terrified, at the first dust bath they see. A chicken with a good plot of dirt will flail around in the dirt in an extreme display of abandon. They'll assume strange and sometimes impossible-seeming positions in their attempt to fling dust through every nook and cranny of their coat in order to scrub out all pests. And when they're done, especially on a sunny but cool spring day, they'll sprawl out in the hole they've created as if they've died of multiple fractures. It's common for a brand new birder to approach their chicken with a solemn heart, only to be startled at the last moment when the chicken jumps up and squawks in outrage at the interruption. I hate to sound like a voyeur, but I really enjoy seeing the very different styles of bathing in the handful of chickens who've lived with me. Our littlest chicken, a golden sea bright named Quincy, likes kicking dirt straight up several times her own height in a continuous loop that resembles more of a shower than a bath. Quinoa, by contrast, is a meticulous bather, also using dirt liberally, but in a more thoughtful, soapy style. Neem digs impossibly deep holes. I think of them as bathtubs. Sometimes, when I check on the flock, I don't see her at first because she's hidden in a hole larger than herself. For the fun, but all too brief year when two roosters live with me, I got to witness some very dramatic renditions of the seizure or broken wing routines described above. On a particularly beautiful day, I'll see all three of the current flock bathing side by side in peace. Other times, that tranquil scene will be replaced by the slapstick comedy of one chicken trying to enjoy a bath while another attempts to steal the choice bathing site or prepared tub, or just takes the opportunity to tweak the other's feathers when she's not looking. Grooming, preening, and bathing are part of the daily ritual of a chicken. Even when a hen is broody and spending as much time as possible trying to hatch her eggs, it will spend time off the nest to attend to her hygiene. Disease is obviously not unheard of in backyards, but a free-range hen is invariably and quite visibly healthier than its factory counterpart. Not only are factory chickens denied the space and dirt to perform their daily ablutions, many are de-beaked, as mentioned on previous shows, so preening is impossible. The stress of their situation causes health problems that are highly infectious in such close quarters, and the host of antibiotics fed to them just weakens their immune system. The germs that thrive in those environments may be hidden to the grocery store egg and meat consumer, but they do make their way into all of our food supply, and even our water and air. So if you're really concerned about hygiene, you'll stop driving your Suburban to the chain grocery store to support the public health hazard that is corporate agriculture, and instead, go ask your backyard chicken keeper neighbor how you can follow her shining example. Thanks for listening to this week's show. Don't forget, if you have questions for me, send them to sagebrush@radioboise.org. It's legal to keep small flocks of chickens in more places than not. For web links on this and more, visit the Bucky page at sagebrushvariety.org. This is Bucky Bacall. I had a good time. Bucky Bacall's Backyard Chicken Broadcast was produced by the Sagebrush Variety Show with support from Boise Community Radio and the Green Institute.